Thoughts on 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 8. And the title? Unbelievers Stumbling. Unbelievers Stumbling. I'm reading the last part of verse 8 of 1 Peter 2. They stumble, that's the unbelievers who stumble at Christ and refuse to believe him. They stumble because they disobey the message, they disobey the gospel, they disobey the word of God, the command of God, the invitation of God, the call of God to repent and believe. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. 1 Peter 2, verse 8, unbelievers stumbling. Now, I want to put some facts to you, three facts here. I'm not going to attempt to reconcile them or to explain them and fit them all together. God has not qualified me to do that, nor has he commissioned me to do this. He's nowhere said to me, go and explain all conundrums, sort out all paradoxes, and explain all difficulties. The only commission I have in this regard is to go and preach the gospel. Whatever I see in Scripture, rightly to handle the word of truth. And I see this word here, so I'm going to preach. What is the first fact? These men and women stumble. Why? They stumble because. So it's explained. What's the cause of their stumbling? What's the way that they stumble? How do they do it? How does it show itself? They refuse to believe. They disobey the gospel. They reject the invitation of God. Come unto me, says Christ, and they don't come. Repent and believe the gospel. They don't repent. Trust the Lord. Call upon him. They don't call. Every invitation, every command, every promise is just turned down, pushed away. They are responsible. They refuse to believe. Now I'm talking in the third person. If there's anybody listening to me who's unbelieving, that's the first fact. It's not they, it's you, my friend. You will not believe. As Christ said, you will not come to me that you might have life. John 5 and other places. The invitation is there to you. You will not have it. We will not have this man to reign over us. You refuse the message. Fact one. Fact two, God is sovereign. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. Is it the falling, or is it the punishment, or both? Is all of it, is appointed. The text does not say it was predicted. It does not say it was permitted. It says they were destined for. God has appointed. God is sovereign. Now, there's the second fact. Now, I remind you, I'm not here to satisfy all conundrums, to solve all paradoxes. I'm here to preach the gospel. Man is responsible. God is sovereign. And I preach both. And the third fact is this. God is merciful. Now, how do I get that? Well, the very fact that he stated this to you, my friend, shows his mercy towards you. What do I mean? If God was just determined to damn you, then he would never tell you these things. But he has told you. He tells you that if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved. And he warns you, if you stumble because you disobey the message, then you will fall over Christ and be crushed by him. Why is God telling you this? I put it to you. My Bible shows it. You will not perish if you believe. And Christ tells you that, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should never perish, but have everlasting life. Now, why did God tell you that? To encourage you to believe, my friend. God is sovereign. I don't deny it. You are responsible. But the invitation is there, and God is merciful, so that you can repent and turn to Christ now. Will you do it, my friend? Will you do it? I call upon you to do it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.